Good morning, everyone. It's really nice to be here in Colorado. It feels kind of like springtime in the Rockies out there, so thanks for this wonderful weather. I'm going to talk about a program that the Office on Women's Health implemented to try and help make healthy people come alive, and it was titled Advancing Systems Improvement to Support Targets for Healthy People 2010. Now, I have nothing to disclose in relation to this presentation. The intent of this program was to determine if an established public health system that uses a gender-focused, evidence-based strategy could reach Healthy People 2010 targets for women health objectives in 7 selected focus areas. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, it gets a little more complicated as we go along. Why did we select Healthy People 2010? It is a recognized, established national program. There are multiple programs already in place across the country trying to reach Healthy People 2010 objectives. State-level data was available for most of the objectives, which would help us be able to benchmark our progress, which, as Wilma indicated, was a problem in the sense that grantees, some of the other folks, felt that they could not really measure what was happening. And additionally, this is certainly a priority of the Department of Health and Human Services. The program purpose, again, was to use a gender-focused public health systems approach to improve progress on 2 or more of 7 selected Healthy People focus areas. We selected what we call 3 disease focus areas: cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and strokes, and we selected 4 cross-cutting Healthy People 2010 objectives, and that was access to quality health care, education and community-based programs, nutrition and overweight, physical activity, and fitness. The program requirements, again, was to have an established public health system or partnership already in place that could be enhanced. You had to address at least 1 women's health objective in a disease area and in a cross-cutting area. So an example of what we were asking you to do would be to increase the proportion of adults with high blood pressure whose blood pressure is under control, which is focus area 12, objective 10, by increasing the proportion of adults with the usual primary care provider, which again is focus area 1, objective 5. We also asked that they use evidence-based strategies. This was a 3-year program. We did not have time for people to reinvent the wheel, and there were wonderful models already out there that showed progress in disease areas and also in all 7 of the focus areas. We asked them to use SMART objectives. They had to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. They had to have an established baseline data. So when they came in with the application, they had to have the baseline data that they would be working from already identified. And most people identify BERFAS as the baseline data, and I'll say a little more about that later on. We asked them to sustain the program, and we wanted them to show return on investment. There was plenty of models out there for return on investment for business models, but not for public health models. So Kathleen, I'm sure, will be sharing some interesting things that we learned here, and we're really excited. We think this is rather cutting edge and very innovative and creative on our part. What is the utility of this program? We felt that if the grantees were successful in moving closer to, achieving, or surpassing Healthy People 2010 targets, then by extrapolation, the nation could achieve or move closer to achieving Healthy People 2020 objectives using Healthy People, 2020 objectives using the Healthy People 2010 approach. Grantees, who decided that they wanted to take this challenge on? We had Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands in Saipan, Drexel University, and Dr. Anna Nunez, who's the project director for that, is in the audience in Philadelphia, the Healthy Community Coalition out of Maine, the University of Illinois at Chicago, Indiana State Department of Health, the University of Minnesota, the National Kidney Foundation, the North Iowa Community Action Organization, St. Elizabeth Hospital, and Kentucky, Thurston County Department of Health out of Washington State, the University of Utah, and Women's Wellness and Maternity Center, and Dr. Barbara Levin, who was the project director for that program, is here with us today, so I feel very supported here. As I said, this was a very complicated and very complex program. We had three institutions tackle cancer, and we had four unduplicated objectives being worked on. We had eight institutions tackle diabetes and 13 unduplicated Healthy People objectives. We had nine organizations taking on heart disease and stroke with six unduplicated four focus areas, six looking at access to service, eight unduplicated objectives, education, we had eight looking at seven objectives, nutrition, 10 of the organizations looking at seven objectives, and physical activities and fitness, 11 of the grantees looking at four objectives. So in all, we looked at 49 of the approximately 250 Healthy People 2010 objectives. And from the preliminary data that we are showing, everybody is either moving in the right direction in terms of implementing change, and most people either reach or exceeded the Healthy People 2010 objectives established. Just a quick idea of what they looked at. Again, we had 23 unduplicated objectives in the disease areas. We had 26, and forget that error, I thought I uploaded the revised version, but that shows you how technologically challenged I am. But we had 26 unduplicated cross-cutting objectives. The objectives that they looked at in cancer, the top two objectives was to increase the proportion of women who received PAPS tests, increase the proportion of women 40 plus who received mammograms. For diabetes, it was to increase the proportion of persons with diabetes who receive formal diabetes education, and also to increase the proportion of adults with diabetes who have been diagnosed. For heart disease, it was to increase the proportion of adults with high blood pressure who are taking action to control their blood pressure, and to increase the proportion of adults with high blood pressure whose blood pressure is under control. For access to quality care, it was to increase the proportion of persons appropriately counseled about health behavior, and also to increase the proportion of persons who have a specific source of ongoing care. For education, it was to increase the proportion of local health services that have established a community health promotion program that address multiple Healthy People 2010 focus areas, and also to increase the proportion of adults who have participated during the preceding year in at least one health promotion activity. For nutrition and overweight, we had three to tied in terms of the number of grantees working on them, and that was to increase the proportion of adults who are at a healthy weight, to increase the proportion of persons two and older who consume at least two daily servings of fruits, and increase the proportion of persons two and over who consume at least three daily servings of vegetables. For physical activity and fitness, it was to increase the proportion of adults who engage in regular, moderate physical activity at least 30 minutes a day, reduce the proportion of adults who engage in no leisure time activity. They use a variety of evidence-based strategies to help reach those objectives. Enhanced fitness, Wise Woman, PACE, diabetes control, prevention and control programs, SCORE Health, Get Out and Live are just a few of the many that the evidence-based strategies that were implemented. Through this very broad approach, we reached this population of folks, and there are others that I'm sure I don't have listed here, but as you can see, it was very effective in terms of its reach. What are the outcomes to date? All grantees successfully completed the program, and that's a major accomplishment given the complexity of it. Some of the major policy changes that are taking place, the Minnesota Department of Public Health is now reimbursing caseworkers supervised by public health nurses, which will contribute to their ability to sustain their program. The Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands conducted their really first ever official birth survey. They sampled 10% of the population on the 10 most populated islands, and for those households, they took weight and height measurements for everyone, so they will really have a good measure body mass index for a specific population in the Pacific. The Indiana Department of Health, they doubled their BRFA sample to get better data. One of the things about BRFAs is I think about 9 folks came in and they had identified BRFAs as their baseline data. However, when we got into really looking at BRFAs and tying it back to Healthy People 2010, we realized that there wasn't that great of a match, and so we were fortunate enough to have Dr. Suzette Haynes, who's in the audience and with the Office of Women's Health, and she is an epidemiologist among the other hats that she wears, work with the grantees for us to try and come up with for those that were using BRFAs. And because of her, Indiana increased their sample, and we had some conversations with other state BRFAs coordinators to try and work toward making sure that BRFAs really does connect to and help measure Healthy People 2010 objectives, and hopefully that will carry on to 2020. The Kentucky State Department of Health developed a little blood pressure card, and when I say little, it's little in size but packed with so much information, and one of their objectives was to help people know their blood pressure status, and so they used a red, yellow, and green. Red means, well, you know, you have high blood pressure, you need to work to keep it under control, and there was information, little helpful hints. Yellow means you're borderline. Again, you need to work at making sure that it doesn't move into high blood pressure. And green means that you do not have high blood pressure. Keep on doing whatever you're doing, and here's some other things that you might consider adding. It was just that little simple concept that helped people know. It didn't concentrate so much on knowing the number, but knowing whether or not you had high blood pressure, and if so, you know, basically what range you were in. And now the State Department in Kentucky, the State Department of Health, will be using those little blood pressure cards, which also has information on stroke and diabetes, and calling 911 as the official, and there's space on the card to keep record, to keep a record of your reading. So that was something that was very, very exciting. Lacey and Washington has developed guidance that require all city agencies that purchase food for a meeting to buy healthy food, and also to assess when it's necessary to buy food to enhance a meeting. The challenge is the nomenclature. You would not believe how much time and energy we spent finding a common language between 13 organizations that were academics, community-based, foundations, hospitals, and when we thought we said catchment areas and target areas, that we were all on the same page, that wasn't the case. So, but we did get there. So, and we learned that it's important that we all speak the same language to make sure that we understand what we're reporting on for the objectives and the population that we're trying to reach and what, how we hope to change our measures from baseline. Again, the baseline data, I indicated that we had some problems with that, that we had to work through. Just about everyone that had presented baseline data in their grant application, we had to rework those, and we spent that a good part of the first year of the grant making sure that the baseline data was clearly understood by all. And that was most important because Caitlin and the NORC is evaluating this program from a national level, and we really needed to have great baseline data. We were able to bring them on early in the process to help us work through these data tables. I would have shown them to you, but most of you would have ran out of the room. But we collected an inordinate amount of data that we think that the grantees certainly will be using to publish, and the Office on Women's Health will be publishing some of this information. The project period, we about midway through the project, we had this aha moment. Everybody got it, and then it just took off. And we have had to extend just about all of the grantees because they're in the process now of analyzing their data. But it really would have been nice if we could have gone beyond 3 years, but that was out of our control. And return on investment. This was something we talked about at the very beginning of the program. However, we didn't pay a lot of attention to it during the actual implementation of the program. And here, about 6 months at the end of the program, I went back and I said, aha, so can you show me the return on investment? And so folks scramble, and we have come up with some wonderful models that demonstrate return on investment for public health programs. And I'm just so excited about that. I think this will be one of the major contributions that we'll be able to show that healthy people really is effective. And finally, the evaluation. I've shared with you the complexity of this program. And we were very fortunate to have NORC, who has had a long history with healthy people through the Office of Health Prevention and Disease? Yeah, well, whatever. Oh, dear. And so they are familiar with the program. They've had an opportunity to meet our grantees. We've gotten them involved in all of our meetings. They've had a chance to site visit, so they have a very high-level view of what this program is about. So we're very looking forward to their evaluation of the program. This program never would have gotten off of the ground without the people that are listed here. And I've listed Wilma Tilson. She likes to say that OWH is her second job, and she's absolutely correct. The work that she's done around healthy people since she's been with ASPE, and her insight was very instrumental in helping us to shape what we hoped from the beginning was a very structured and focused program that was looking at Healthy People 2010 and how we would really be able to measure in a very objective manner the progress that the grantees were able to make toward achieving the objectives set by Healthy People. So thank you very much. Are there any questions?